Hello, hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wait for slow YouTube to sync up. Here we go. Should be able to see my screen now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today and yesterday, we've had a, I call it a crash. Good old YouTube. Sorry, Bitcoin has crashed. You can see here from today, what is the 17th, 18th that we're going to cover of April 2021. So it's been a big drop. It looks like it's still dropping somewhat. That's a daily, but I'm going to go through what I'm seeing. Now, again, this is using MotiveWave software. Okay, the trading platform is on Linux, Mint Linux to be precise. So what we're going to talk about here are some interesting things that I've been discovering over the last day or so. Before I continue, make sure you get onto my newsletter. I do talk about these things through my daily newsletter I blast out via email. Get some free PDFs while you're at it, trading secret stuff, secret sauce stuff. And as well, if you want to know more private stuff, just join here at quantlabs.net/DBD to get on the private chat server where I talk about all this stuff as I discover them. Okay, so let's go back to what we're talking about here. You can see this big drop with Bitcoin. Ethereum seems to be very little affected by this, which is good. Litecoin, let's see how Litecoin's been doing. Big drop there. Doge, see the big drop, but it is recovering, which is pretty interesting. Just some other random coins here. You can see this is Tezos that is not still dropping. Dash is another one still dropping. And here is one that had very little effect, okay? These are the kind of coins I'm talking about. This one was not affected yesterday at all when you compare it to Bitcoin, which started a drop yesterday and it's still dropping today. That's a good 7%. So what I'm going to do is on my other laptop here, I'm looking at the coins right now that are in play. And the reason I use the term day trade, is just due to the fact that it's really hard to trade the way my bot's built, but there are the unique coins out there that do fairly well in this kind of environment. I've always said it, that certain coins can do very well. So there's a coin I've never heard of. I'm gonna see if it's available on Binance. It's called IQ. See here if I can find it. This is a new coin. I don't know what's going on, but it's up quite a bit. Let's see. Okay, so here you go. It's on IQ. So you can clearly see it might be one of those coins that are only traded on these Binance Smart Chain. I have to look into this. So let's assume BNB. And the Smart Chain is starting to get a lot of interest there. But you can see it right here, moved up yesterday. So that's been doing fairly well, but it's down today. Another coin that I've already highlighted here was Sia coin. You can see here it's barely been touched, but in my mind, it's still dropping, as well as Doge, which is actually doing pretty good. Another coin that has been doing pretty good yesterday is DGP. DGP, I think it's Digibyte, it's called. So here, let me just show you here. So Digibyte, see what it trades in. So Digibyte. Okay, so this is another one that's done fairly well. So I always trade in USDT or Tether. It's a safe stablecoin, the biggest one out there. So you can see here, yesterday it did well, it's dropping today. Let's see some other ones. So we have VETS is another one. See if that's positive today. So let's see if that one's doing pretty good. Yeah, that's positive. And then the other one here is XRP, which I just got rid of, I dumped actually. Oops, no, we don't want that one, XRP. XRP, so let me see here, XRP, I'll load up two other ones. Okay, and then we'll break it down and show you what we can do here. So XRP is another one. USDT. USDT. Come on. So XRP USDT. USDT. Okay, so that's been, so I'm glad I got out of that trade yesterday. I would have been losing money there. Another one, IOST, so let me close that off. IOST, IOST, USDT. That one's dropping. And let me pull up one more. Rune, which is Thorcoin. Okay, let's see how this one's doing as well. Okay, that's one's doing pretty good. Okay, so we got a couple of coins here we can look at. So this is where the day trading piece comes in. So let me get rid of some of these other open coins here. I'll get rid of this Tezos. I'll get rid of Dash. I'll get rid of, is RSR doing okay? That's dropping as well. So, you know, you clearly consider this a crash. So what we have here left open is we have Doge. I'll get rid of Litecoin as well. So what we have here is we have Doge is positive today. Siacoin is, let me get rid of that one. We'll try out IQBNB. Okay, that's pretty well dead. We got DGP, DGP dead. Okay, and then we have VET positive, Rune positive, and Doge. So those are some of the positive coins. So this is when I say day trade. So you can see what I've done here. I only want to really trade the positive ones. So we have Rune. So now I can either look at maybe on an hourly basis here. So you can see here, it's not dropping. Okay, that's good. So I'm going to show you what we're going to do here with these three coins. So the same thing with VET. You could probably develop a bot to do this. So VET's still fairly positive. There's some pullback, but generally there is some strength there overall. And then let's look at Doge as well. So again, same thing. So this is where I'm talking about. What I just did was I would look at and define as day trading, okay? Because you could probably build out a bot to kind of do this in Python. I just don't think it would be as effective. So here's what we can do with a tool like MotoWave, is we have three coins that are positive today. We've looked at them, we've identified them, we've done that as a human. So now this is the advantage of MotoWave. So under here, under strategy, we have two studies I'm going to show you. So the first study I want to look at is rate of change. Now there are some other modified rate of change, and the ones I'm showing you are definitely out of box. So if I look at ROC, and why I like ROC, because that's a speed of change. Okay, so you can see here we have some coins here, some of these that work. So here we have Signal, which is really important, because that's what's going to, that particular study will generate a signal. So we have rate of change and smooth rate of change. So let's go with smooth rate of change and volume rate of change. But we can't use this rate of change from start because it does not have to generate signals. So we'll just go with smooth rate of change. Okay, so this is a modified. So I mean, you could probably modify these parameters, but right now, let's just stick with the basics, okay? Keep it basic, always, always, always. So under here, under signals, what we can generate here is we can generate a signal, okay? We enable it. And then what we can do is we can do a couple of things. We can send out emails and send out alerts. And when we send out an alert, if you've watched my playlist or elsewhere with MotoWave, we're generating alerts. We can have a trade, okay? And automatically trade, okay? So that's the cool thing, okay? So there's different ways to attack it. Just make sure you have the proper, I think you can have out of box. These particular studies I'm looking at are out of box, depending upon which MotoWave edition you go with. Okay, so I'm just going to create a study here, and you can clearly see here what's going on. Okay, so here we have opportunities right here. When these cross, here when they cross, and here when they cross. So this is a very simple automated system we can build from this. So knowing this, okay, we can then edit this and generate our signals, sorry, our alerts to do the trading for us. Okay. So that's one study we can use, smooth rate of change. So another one that I like is RSI. Okay, RSI is really good. So here we have, just making sure we can generate all signals. So what we're looking at here is we got stochastic, we have reversing MACD, relative, well, RSI the standard, RSI divergence, and RSI bars, okay? And then the other one is fast and slow RSI. So let's go with that one, okay? So fast and slow, that one we go with. Again, we get the usual parameters. You can play around with those all you want. Remember, you can always get source code for this. This is the beauty of MotoWave, okay? It's the only platform I know of that offers this serving. So we have here all our standard signals. You don't have to be a programmer to do this. So if I enable this, I can generate now, again, alerts. And once I generate that alert, we can have it do something. Options, da-da-da, toolbar, da-da-da, so on and so forth, okay? So these are the options that we have. So let's just do another overlay here. So you can hear, this is our fast, slow RSI. So you can clearly see our signals. Now, a lot of these signals are not exactly correct. You can see here, this is the kind of thing you gotta be very careful of with these sort of things. Here's that signal right here. It's correct, but by the time you get out, actually it's right here, you probably took a little loss there. So this one's not exactly a good one. The other study we'll look at is the standard RSI. And this is the sort of thing I look for among the RSI combination, but I do find the best for these are RSI and rate of change, because they don't lag. They lag a little bit. It also depends upon your time frame. So to be fair, let me just go back to our RSI. Okay, so based upon our RSI here, let's look at another one. MACD can be okay. RSI divergence, maybe RSI bars, but we'll look with, maybe we should just go with the basic here. Okay, so here we have all our defaults, advanced signals. So we got our standard top guide at 70, bottom guide at 30, generate signals, yes, and do whatever we want with that. Further options as well, toolbar, I guess you can better customize it. Again, no programming involved here, okay? So this is what we could do. I'm just gonna go create, see what it has. So clearly, you might not get some things here. So here's what I usually find is with RSI, okay? Because if you know your RSI is gonna break above here at the 70. So this is 71 there at the lower right over here, what I'm referring to right here. So if you look at that, that's at 70. So if it breaks through the 70, you have yourself an entry, okay? But these are pretty, pretty crazy. You're not gonna make a lot of money here, but here, look at that. So if you know, if you cross over, say it was 81, 82, will that be your exit? Or over here, same. So you're gonna look for your potential exit. But if you disable it too early, meaning if it's an 80, 81, 90, you got to find your exit point. Same with here. So here we're at 69, 70. The peak here is at 83. So I would say 81, 82 would be your exit point. And then same with here, but you don't have quite an entry here, but you could use a 70. So when this starts to blow up, when it starts to move through that upper 70, you can kind of maybe use those as potential entry points. So let's look at the, so that's a 1 hour. So you might want to work with a 15 minute, but just remember it's going to trade more. So when you look at here, you know, it's going to get really noisy. And I think looking at it, the best time frame is probably an hour basis to have it trade whenever. So if I move it to, so that's with Doge, okay? What I just looked at, an hourly view of Doge. Okay, so here with VET is another good example. So let's just go with what we just put in there, both the RSI basic. Okay, so we'll go with that. So here we have the same thing. This is what we're looking for. And this is what I love about MotoWave for these different ways to study conscious. Is there a Fib study on MotoWave? Yes, there is. I'm going to tell you, I don't like Fibonacci as much because with a Fibonacci, usually when you set the entries and exits with Fibonacci and for the different levels, you're usually dependent upon when the price hits a certain point. And it never does. But with the RSI here, it's a little more, it's way more reliable. And it also will take out, as I showed you with the other ones with the false positives. And it's those false positives you're gonna get killed on with the commissions if it's an unreliable study. So here we have again 70. You can see here, is it gonna break? Yeah, 80. So you make a little bit of money there. And it's going to go up and down. So you kind of want to stay out of that. Here we have another opportunity, a little bit money made here. Here's where you're going to make your cash in here, because this is kind of confirmed. Okay. So if it breaks at 70 and 80, 86, even over here, you're 80. So somewhere you find your exit point. And over here, it's the same thing, but you're missing out. You're missing out. So you're going to miss out on these big bar moves. Okay. So you got to play around with these metrics here on the RSI, which is usually pretty good. So let's check, let's get rid of that and compare that to the other one. The, what looked good was the fast and slow, not that one, the other one, the ROC rate of change. That one looked pretty good. And these are usually smooth ROC. So we'll go with that. Let's check that out. Does this work? So we're looking at the crosses here. Looking good. Where's the cross here? So this cross looks good in here. And that is not too bad here. We're just looking for the next cross right in around here. So you'd miss out on this action here. So that's pretty good. So if you can maybe combine somehow with the RSI and this one, the smooth ROC, that might be pretty good. And you can develop a strategy for it. This one's pretty good as well. So let me pull up first the smooth ROC. So the smooth ROC is looking good. So we have a breakout here and an exit here. That looks pretty good. We have an entry here, looking good. Entry here, exit here, or here. Entry here, exit there. So it's perfect. Now it's not gonna be perfect where it's gonna capture these up moves. You can see over here, we have another cross here. Exit, entry, exit. Boom, that looks good. So these are definitely really good indicator or study. So let's get rid of that. So let's look at the other one, just the basic RSI, see if it works the same way. This is the sort of thing I look for when it comes to MotoWave. Okay, so we have here and again, we're working on the hourly basis. So here, false, but it's missing out on this. So you're gonna grab here. And again, it's not as accurate here, here, not as good here. Yeah, so it's too varied with the RSI, okay? So I would think, but it might be useful combined in a way, I think, to use the RSI just to confirm. So I'll overlay these on top of each other. So if you have a cross here, what you need to make sure by looking at it, if you have this cross here or here, you want to make sure that your RSI is at least greater than 50. So here we have a nice cross. What's our RSI? That's over 50 there. So that's a way you could develop it. Here on that cross, you just dump it no matter what. And it goes, and you can see here that it goes in a decline. Boom, here's the next cross here, so next breakout. Now, here's the problem. RSI does touch 50, so that might work. And just dump the here. And on a next breakout right here, RSI is over 50 there. And here, RSI is not quite over 50. And right here, same thing. It's barely under 50, so you missed out on that. So who knows? Is the RSI worthwhile even to have? But definitely, based upon what I'm seeing here, you have the ROC. Sorry, the no, not that one. Get rid of that. So get rid of this one, the ROC. Or the, sorry, the RSI. Bring back the ROC, the smooth ROC. Okay, smooth rate of change. So let me see that. So that works great, okay? So I would probably be safe to say that these work. Let me see if it would work on these big coins here. So here's a smooth ROC, use the default. See here. Here, okay, so there's really good action there. So here, might capture that big move there. Here, yeah, see, it will not work on certain coins because they don't have the momentum, but because we have positive momentum on these coins, as I've identified that they're profitable today, they'll work. This strategy will work. Okay, so, knowing that, what we can do now is we have our smooth rate of change, okay? So that's now a study, okay? A study. It's an indicator, okay? We can still probably build out without programming. Just going to wait it out. Okay, so I just had an internet connection instability. So continuing, we could, using the signals here, enable and generate alerts for this. So you don't have to involve any programming from what I think for this study. But let me just go under strategies here and let's see if we can find anything ROC, because the ROC, so there's no out of box rate of change, strategies out of box. So if that's the case, we'll just see ROC. Yeah, so there's relative volatility index strategy, RSI was RSI strategy. So these are auto, strategies are out of box. So it depends upon the addition. Again, I don't know which. I'm using the ultimate here of MotoWave. But so what I could do is one of two things. Take this study and turn it into a strategy, this smooth rate of change, and turn it into a strategy so it will do the automatic strategies. Now here's the thing I've talked about before. If we know we have these three coins in play, what I could do is I can capture that snapshot and put it up on my server. So if you're on my analytics service using MotoWave, you would be able to instantly get this environment and be able to instantly download it into your environment. So you're very close to copy trading. It's just a matter of getting the alert, pushing a couple of buttons, and you export it, import it into MotoWave. So I can share that instantly across my environment for people. Now, here's the thing. This is only going to work on Binance. So I'm going to get into the options in another video, but this is why I work with MotoWave for exactly this. So I can publish. I can't remember what the features call it. But there is a publish, a way I can publish the analysis file into my server, and people would be able to just download it instantly, like literally in almost real time. It's an unbelievable feature that's from MotoWave. So there is that. So coming back to the strategy, okay, so people understand how the strategy works, okay? So the strategy basically is, let me just choose a simple one, this one right here, RSI with RSI strategy. So this right here gives you all the standard study parameters. You get all that, okay? But where it gets very interesting is using the markers, which are all those little green and red arrows that are your signals, plus your trading options. Here's the strategy panel and the signals to generate that. But let's just say you go with whatever, create it, and I just activate it, okay? Just like that, and off it goes and it starts to trade it, okay? But it'll only work on, as we've identified, those strategies, sorry, those coins that are in play right now. This is what I'm thinking of doing now, in addition running the bot. This is a really, really slick feature. Now, in terms of the way to publish and to import it into your environment, I'm not sure which edition you need, but you definitely need, I think it's standard. Let me just check it out here. Let me go over to MotoWave. So if you want, this is just another thing I'm going to add, okay? Because this is really important. So I can do Zoom sessions. I've got the tools that know what's playing and what's in trading right now. So let's say pricing, connections. So we want, we want the different editions. So what we need is, I believe we need, which one allows the trading? One time, I just can't remember which one allows trading, because it's going to be either standard or order flow. I think it's this one, trading platform. So that enables you to the entry level to do the live trading. So going to Conscience Vegan. Let's see here, Conscience Vegan. I don't think this would work, but this may work. But I mean, look, here's the cost: $24 a month, $49 a month. And if you want, you can get the annual editions as well. Okay. And then you just subscribe. So there's different plans here. But doing these kind of studies is really good to help you out. Now, I don't know if Conscious Vegan, let me know if you're still out there. Okay. Well, let's just assume he is. So another popular way to do this is the studies via so we were looking at Fibonacci was the request. So Fibonacci, this is really good. So let me just get rid of this study here. So I'm gonna get rid of this study here, remove, and I'm just gonna look at the automatic Fibonacci, okay? So this is how powerful MotoWave is. So if we have, this is the only one that gives the signal, and I'm only choosing the one that gives a signal because it's easy to work with. Okay, thanks for letting me know. So just to show you, I don't know what this Lucas time indicator is. Well, let's just say whatever, it's Fibonacci based. So here we have our general, come under signals again, enable it, boom. So you can send out alerts, it's key. Or if you want the email, that works as well. So and so forth, okay? But let's say we create. So here, this is what we're looking for here. I'm assuming this is what we're looking for here. This doesn't look very useful. Yeah, that's Fibonacci FLTSI. I don't know. Let me do that again. Fibonacci Lucas time indicator. Display. I don't know why these are not displaying as they're supposed to. Again, there's so much to MotoWave. It's just mind-boggling. Okay, I don't know what that means, but let me try another one. Let me just get rid of it. Delete. Okay, let me get another one of just a basic Fibonacci here. Because you've asked, you get. There is an automatic, so we have Fibonacci, okay, so we have the Fibonacci ratios, Fibonacci retrace, listen to that one. Display, all the markers are there, that's what we want. Okay, let's create it. There we go. So here, I guess if it crosses the red, that's where you want to trade. What I look for is reliability, okay? So that looks like that works. That definitely does not work. This does not work. So I believe the green would be your entry. Yeah, this is not a good one to go with. All right, so there's so many options with this thing. We have, let me just pull up the other one here, the other Fibonacci. It's just absolutely mind-boggling what comes with this might be the other one, the retrace. Let's check that out. EMA, so you have different ways to calculate it on the different moving averages. Display. They're supposed to display options, toolbar, okay. Same idea. I'm gonna assume it's not reliable. But there is something that's very killer. There's something very killer here. What we can also do is components. So let me just pull up the components thing here. So here is where it gets really crazy. Okay, so under comment, so under here we have all the different components, but we have a class here for Fibonacci, okay? See here under Fibonacci, we can set whatever we want. So let's choose channel retrace, I guess, regression retrace, channel extension, regression. So we have all these different methodologies to choose from, just from this, okay? It's crazy. Let's do that one. Okay, so here, this might be good. So we'll choose the low point here somewhere, high point. So where am I at? Okay, so let's just choose this low point here, right here. And then our high point, if I can get it. Okay, so we gotta work on this one to here. So there's your Fibonacci levels. So what is it, 61, usually your entry point, but you get the idea. And then the thing is, you can edit it, okay? I don't think you can edit it somehow, but there is a way you can edit it and add the alerts so that you can have it pre-programmed. It's phenomenal. There's no other platform that does this sort of thing. it just blows my mind what's on MotoWave. But there are problems with the Fibonacci, and there's automated as well. Okay, so well, it doesn't matter. As let me go over to another chart here. So there's that. There's people asked about the harmonic scans as well. Elliott waves can work. It just depends upon the asset class. I think that's where it's going to work with stock or equity. But here with Fibonacci, I believe there's an automated auto harmonics, auto trend line, auto Elliott waves. So this harmonics thing's pretty powerful. Okay, so here's our parameters. Just unreal what you can do with this. I have to tell you, I do like harmonics are more effective than Fibonacci right here. So you can then set, again, you can edit the options here. Well, it doesn't generate signals, but you can probably put that, program that in the SDK, the software development kit, to add the symbols as well. So generally, there's a lot of great experimentation here, but the one feature I have to tell you that is very powerful is the publish. I just can't remember where it is. And again, what I would do is I would just, I think it's chart, yeah, export analysis. And what that does, if you're subscribed to my service, I can export that file onto my server in the back end of my server and say, go now. And then actually I can show you that. I've already got that done already. Let me just get rid of that. Okay. So if I go under my Quant Labs Academy, here is the back end. We obviously have to have access to it. But here under Quant Analytics, we have MotoWave Repository. So that's the feature I'm talking about. So if I make this available on any of these assets, all you got to do is pull off the proper coin or instrument. And yeah, that's all you need to do. So there you go. It's pretty powerful. All right. So I guess there's no comments or anything. So we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day. I'm gonna come back again, okay, and go through this more, explain it more as well. Thanks for watching. Later.